That was an awesome first session, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ms. Cricket brought it to my attention that she wanted me to do a paper because I was late. I just want to make sure you understand we have two tracks going concurrently on Thursday. So I have to be in two places at one time. So I had to be in the basement opening that session. And then I just want to make sure everybody understands. Because if I'm actually late, the class has the responsibility to give me a paper. Okay? So I expect you to chastise me if I am late. But I wasn't today. I just couldn't be in two places at one time. I was here at 7:30 this morning, so I think I was on time.
What's your clone up here?
My clone?
But for him, a paper, Cricket, but for him, a paper isn't punishment. They have to think of something else that would actually be punishment.
Social party.
Yeah.
Come on down, Alex.
Carry on. Carry on.
Full fish. Regalo.
Okay, what we're going to do, I want you to look at the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And in 10 minutes, I want us to make a list of 8 to 10 strategic issues, okay? The issues will be 2 or 3 word phrases. So look at the SWOT, and then look back into your experience as part of the admin, and ask yourself, what's bothering me? What am I frustrated about? What keeps me up at night sometimes? Okay. So, this time, and I'm not giving you enough time, but I just want us to go from the SWOT to the strategic implication. And I'm gonna list down here on the basis of the SWOT and your, think about, say, the last 2 or 3 years in admin, performance results or performance concerns, okay? Think about what's bothering you in the last 2 or 3 years, in the last year. Then look at the SWOTs and then tell me, okay, I think, Alex, this is an issue. And then we'll write it there. And by the way, we will distill it. So if people say, no, that's not the issue, this is the issue. Okay? Okay, so a strength is an issue if it's underutilized. A weakness is an issue if it is not addressed. An opportunity is an issue if it is not exploited or capitalized on, and a threat is an issue if it's ignored. Okay? Good. 8 to 10. An organization has about 6 to 10 issues. If you have 28 issues, there's something very wrong with an organization. Okay? So, who wants to go first? Maybe take 2-3 minutes just thinking about it. A lot of issues in weaknesses, actually. You can see it's an issue if it's repetitive, yes.
Alex, it might be helpful if we initiate with one so that people have an idea of what kind of what a strategic issue looks like.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
When we're identifying, like you said, 6 to 10 issues, what this means is if we don't address these issues, it will be to the demise of our organization. Or
either
how do
that
you,
or
yeah,
you
what
don't,
are we trying
you
to
don't
do?
Fulfill the yeah. potential.
Okay. Yeah. So these are like, yeah, that's the burning issue
yeah.
or something.
Oh, can I just add sure. to this? I think there's several issues that are all bunched up in this one issue. One is that the finance department is understaffed, which leads to them being overworked, which leads to a clash in the corporate versus church culture, because the corporate culture is that, you know, we want to be excellent, we want to be professional. The church culture is that, you know, everyone, because everyone is committed, everyone's passionate about what we're doing, and so they'll, you know, that's what results in the constant overtime. You were mentioning earlier about burnout. I don't think burnout is really an issue in Victory because people are so committed. Okay. To me, the greater threat is that either their physical health will deteriorate or it'll affect their family or their personal relationships. But the other side of this is that finance becomes a bottleneck because all of the Victory Metro Manila churches, as well as the auxiliary ministries like Real Life and Lifebox, they all of the finance is handled by one department here. So, like, for example, I haven't had a financial statement for 7 months, so it's very difficult for me to do strategic planning when I don't know my cash statement.
Okay, Lynn, is the issue just finance or admin as a whole on this?
Admin as a whole.
But well, there
for me in some. Particular, it's just okay. finance. But that's because I have my own admin. But
all right. So understand corporate versus church culture. What do you corporate versus is it? Did you say church culture? No, no, no. It's the you know, corporate says we have to plan and be efficient and stick to our plans. The other culture says, hey, we got to be more spontaneous. So even if it's Saturday night, accommodate the changes.
Yeah,
there's a clash there.
Yeah, and then there's also the church culture, which the members are so committed that they, you know, they want to do the work because they, you know, believe in it. But then the church culture is also that we're supposed to prioritize our families. But that can, there's a clash between that.
I think that's an issue. Okay. So, well, let's call it corporate versus church culture. Okay. Good. Yep.
I don't know how to I don't know how to state it as a strategic issue right now, but as a 27-year-old organization, the administrative function has only really started to come into play in the last 7 years. Yes. 2003 would be the benchmark year for when we started really doing HR. We started to consolidate the finance. So I know my department as a communications office only got built shortly after that. And even then, we're not functioning as a corporate communications office yet. So a lot of it's very new. Okay. So whereas in the 27, even though we have a wealth of history and success, for the most part, it's been mom and pop. And now that we're transitioning to a more corporate structure, it isn't as clearly defined. I guess some of those small, okay. many of those things
all right.
state that.
How
I don't know
this?
How to say it.
Org structure underdeveloped relative to growth. Okay.
May wire.
Very, very good. Very, very clear issue.
Sir Alex, I just want to ask some questions about the understaff or overwork about finance. My question would be, what leads us to say that or state that na sila lang ba yung understaff or overwork sa buong admin? Parang galon? Parang? Hindi, sabihin, di ba?
Okay? Overall.
Yeah.
It's overall. Like okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one. Oh, sorry. Yes. No. Okay. For me, on just looking at all the strengths, a lot of it has to do with our culture, our values, and one challenge we're having is how do we transfer this, because we're growing rapidly in terms of staff. And, so I don't know how to state it. So. Maybe that it's. I guess it's related to staff development. It's one aspect of staff development. But there's a challenge. Na we think a certain way, maybe many in this room, but how do we keep on propagating, I
the
guess,
culture?
That culture, yes.
The culture.
As we grow.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Let's call it core culture. To new what churches, organizations,
staff.
Or to new staff. Okay. All right. Keep going.
Ask one more.
Yeah.
We identified this during our management strategic planning, where we're talking about the need for formalizing processes and policies, because many of them aren't written down. So what we have are ad hoc solutions change per center or change per person, meaning it's the same job description, but depending on who the person is or the background or the training or the education, let's say some of them are actually educated in their job. Others are the most effective in that role, but not necessarily trained in their job. Okay. So it differs per setting.
Ad hoc policies and procedures. Very good.
Yeah, I was going to say that because we are not able to plan the growth of the church, right? We always look hindsight, but we don't look forward. What happens is we don't also plan the growth of our admin group. So the career paths of our admin, there's no clear career paths. There's, you know what I mean? It just develops and evolves as the church grows, and the responsibilities just keep piling up without, there's okay. really no...
Reactive versus proactive?
Yes.
Okay, let's stop here only for time purposes, and we can address this later. But you guys have identified a good bunch of issues, okay? 3, 4, 5, 6, okay? We can add more later, but... This is how you do it. You go through a SWOT, and you go internal and say, what's bothering me? You know, honestly, what don't I like about the place? I mean, or if I had all the power in the world, what would I do to change? Okay. What I want us to do is to go through the next phase that says, to develop the GM mindset, you must recognize that structures, processes, and people across functional lines drive results. Recurring excellent results are achieved when the right structure, processes, and people are in place. Are you with me? Okay, you need to continuously benchmark best practices and adapt them innovatively to improve current structures, processes, and leadership styles. But you must personally learn to manage and lead effectively. Let's go into more detail. Structure answers the question, what? What is our mission, vision? What are our goals? In that respect, VCF is very structured. Because if you don't have a mission or a vision or a goal, that's a huge structural deficiency. Okay? What is the organizational structure? What is the job description? What physical assets are needed for the job? What is the compensation structure? What is the company culture? These are structural issues. And structural change creates significant, profound, and enduring impact. An accurate and well-executed structural change substantially enhances capabilities or capacities. An accounting department that is computerized is structurally superior to one that is manual. Okay, there's no two ways about it. Significantly widens perspectives, the can-do attitude. That kind of a structure gives the people more optimism, more positiveness, dramatically changes behavior, more energy, more enthusiasm, generates own momentum, inevitably leads to recurring superior results, substantial, not incremental variances, and sustainable over the long term. If you change the structure, you change the thinking. Okay? That's why structure is so huge an issue. And when you change the thinking, ultimately you will change the behavior and ultimately results. Okay? Thinking, behavior, results. We had a problem in Del Monte. We can only serve 60% of the orders that were given to us. The benchmark is 100%. But so if a company can only serve 60% of the orders, it's a miserable company. When I looked at the issue, I said, you know what? It's a structural issue. We need a whole department worrying about that whole thing. And so we put up a supply chain department. It managed the process from procurement of supplies all the way to production, all the way to delivery to the stores, all the way to collecting money from the stores. Okay? Because we put up that structure, it changed the whole thinking of the company. We were delivery oriented. And in 1 year, we went from 60% to 98.7%. Okay? We missed our target. But it became the industry benchmark. Okay, our receivables, it took us 54 days to collect money. We brought it down to 12 days. Wow. Okay, industry benchmark. I mean, cash, the inventories of the trade went from 28 days to 14 days. And when you bring down inventory in the trade loves you because their cash is high. Huh? Did we have brilliant people in that department? No. We had the department. It was the structure that made the difference. If you look at the people that work in that department, they were not extraordinary employees, but the structure was correct. Process answers the question how. How do we develop programs? How do we execute our programs? How do we evaluate the effectiveness of our programs? How do we do routine things? How do we handle feedback and complaints from church members, from the staff? How do we evaluate the performance of our staff, the effectiveness of our leadership? How do we resolve conflicts? How do we develop leaders? How do we improve the skill set of our staff? An accurate and well-executed process change generates efficiency, lowers cost, cultivates pleasantness and fun at work, helps employee retention, and promotes customer satisfaction. I mean, you know, the leaders need to look at processes and look at the operation and ask themselves, what are the hiccups that are going on here? And are they structural? Are they process? Now, what I want you to do is this. Think, when I say the leader should look at, I'm talking to you. Okay? I'm talking to you. Because you are the process owners. Okay? And you could sit down and say, how can we change this process? Okay? It's like choosing what to wear at night rather than in the morning. I don't know why. Well, never mind. Okay. I'm there now, no? Okay. So, and you know how to improve a process. Look at it step by step and find out where it breaks down. Okay. People answers the question who and why or who and what. Who is accountable for these results? And why are things going so well? Or why are things going so poorly? Who is the leader of this group? Why is it doing better than other groups? Or why is it doing worse than others? Who are the people who have a significant impact on my result? What am I doing to get their cooperation? who are the key people in my team, what am I doing to help them grow to their potential? Resolving people issues requires effective leadership. Any desired change in a structure, process, or in people's behavior requires the ability to influence people. Why? Because structural change is often difficult and painful. When we changed the structure of the distribution organization in Del Monte, I had to say goodbye to 3 out of the 5 distributors of the company. But all of them have been working for the company for 40 years. Very painful, okay? And that requires a lot of leadership. Process change needs buy-in from people. When you change a process, you'll be surprised. There is so much resistance. So I'm talking to my daughter, why can't you choose your clothes the night before? Well, she said, because I might change my mind when I wake up in the morning. My mood in the morning is different from my mood at night. And there's a lot of resistance. Why should I read the newspaper before I read the Bible? Well, because I've always done it all my life. And even I know that. There's a lot of change. So you need to sell the process change, and it requires a lot of leadership. And finally, people issues always involve leadership issues. When I talk to managers and leaders, and they say, you know, Alex, I have a people problem. I said, yes. Who is the problem? He said, my people. I said, I suggest you go to the men's room and look at the mirror. Because when there are people issues, 9 out of 10, it's the leader. It's the leader. By the way, if it's not the leader, it's a good assumption to make. As a first assumption, in humility, if you're the leader, ask the question, is it I? Okay? Is it I? Identifying and resolving people issues. Attitude. Is it I, the leader, that is causing the poor attitude? What should I change in my leadership style? Or is it the worker? What is the source of the poor attitude? What should I do to address it? Notice, I go to the leader first. Because I'm telling you, 9 out of 10, it's us. No matter how high your self-esteem is, I have news for you, you're a sinner, okay? Just like I am, okay? 9 out of 10, it's us, okay? Now, at any rate, that's a good assumption to make. So that when you do conclude that it is not me, it's the worker, when you come to the worker, you can tell the worker, hey, look, I know I'm not the perfect boss, and I've got faults here, but I've noticed something about your attitude. Can I talk to you about it? Okay. At that point, you become credible because of the humility. Okay. So one is attitude. 2 is competence. Well, competence is a very straightforward thing. The person either knows how to do the job or does not. So the 3 T's on how to deal with competence. 1 is to train. 2 is to trade. By the way, how long do you train? It depends on the level of correction you need. It depends on the complexity of the job, okay? If you're telling the security guard, bossing, from now on, I want you to smile when you greet people rather than frown. Now, that's not very complicated, okay? And you can expect a correction within a day. Now, if the job is more complex, like it's an accounting issue or a written skill or writing skills, you give the individual more time. But you don't train forever. You train from either a 1-week correction, a 1-month correction, the higher you go up the organization, the more time you give. CEOs are given 2 years, okay? But then you get your head chopped off if the results are not there, okay? So, and so forth and so on. You don't train forever. You trade under only 2 conditions. 1, the individual is competent. Listen carefully. The individual is competent. But you come to the conclusion that it is your leadership that is not bringing out the potential of the individual. 2, there is a vacancy elsewhere. You can't trade if there's no vacancy elsewhere. Right. Now, even if there's a vacancy elsewhere, but the individual is not competent, you are not to export your problems to other people. Right. Now, do Christian admin people do that? No. You know what? We do that all the time. Okay? So that's why we need to learn this. You should not trade. You should deal with your own issues. Do not export your people problems, because you lose your credibility. And finally, if you have trained but the person has not responded, you try to trade but there's no possibility of trading, or the person is not tradable, you terminate. Okay? Is that Christian?
Yes.
Yes. Is it fair?
Yes.
It's fair to three people. To the individual, who might flourish elsewhere. To the boss, and to the organization. Okay? So, many leaders would rather not deal with this issue. And that's why there are not very many good leaders. Because this is a difficult issue. And there's only one way to do it. It's to be objective, okay? To be humble, and to convince the person it is not your person, but your performance. Okay? And Pastor Steve has preached on this. Okay? He said, I've fired people before. I've told them I'll still love you. I will still be your pastor, but I'll no longer be your boss. Okay? So, I've terminated about 28 people in my career. I am not proud of it. But you know, if they bump into me in the airport or the supermarket, we have a cordial relationship. They won't go out of their way to send me a birthday card or a Christmas card. But some do. I still play golf with some of them. And that's a test of I did it well because the relationship was maintained. Relational skills. Coach the worker. This can be outsourced to others if the direct supervisor is not strong in relational skills. Okay. A GM mindset enhances leadership effectiveness because excellence in problem solving inspires people. And people like to follow a leader who wins. They want to be part of a winning team. What I want us to do next is to do an exercise where you will look at the SWOT and then the issues that we've listed there, okay? And take a minute to get the answer yourself. I need five groups here. Did I say five groups here?
Yes.
Okay. I need five groups. Do we have those five groups?
Yeah. This is group one. It's going to be slightly different. So this is group one. This is group two, three, four, and five. So you guys see that?
Say that again.
So Pinky and our table, that's one group. Here's another group.
Okay.
Ado and Crisis Tables, another group.
All right.
Evelyn and Jerry's Tables, another group. Pam and Crickets is
excellent.
Another group.
All right. So groups face one another, and you must elect a presenter. Okay? Okay. The instructions are, look at the issue and tell me, is it structural? Is it process? Is it people? Concentrate on the issues on the Manila paper. Is it structural? Is it process? Is it people? Okay? That's all I want you to do.
Does each group do all of them or just pick one?
They basically take those six issues and put them under structure, process, or people boxes. Yeah. Okay? And discuss it. Why is it structure? Why is it process? Why is it people? All right? And then I want a presenter. Okay, 1 minute presentation. Can you elect your presenter? Okay, index finger to the ceiling. Everyone, index finger to the ceiling. Everybody, index finger to the ceiling. At the count of three, elect your presenter. One, two, three, go. Okay, 10 minutes. Go. If you think it's a structural issue, you must think, what should the structure be? Okay? If it's a process issue, what should we change in the process? If it's a people issue, is it attitude? Is it competence? Is it relational? Okay. Paul is pointing out it's possible an issue can be all three. usually a huge issue. Sometimes there are structural elements, there are process elements, there are people elements. So it's not isa lang, okay? All right. Last 1 minute.
1 minute.
Presenters will present from their notes. Time's up. Time's up. Okay. 1.5 minute presentation. Can I have your attention, please? Hello, Earth to victory, Earth to victory, come in. 1.5 minutes presentation, strictly 1.5 minutes, because after 1.5 minutes, Paul will grab the mic away from you. Okay, who wants to go first?
Group one goes first.
Don't worry, I speak very fast. Okay, based from what we have discussed, we'll go first with the structural issues. We've categorized understaffed and overworked people as a structural issue, because if we fix it, at least we'll be able to clarify the job descriptions and assign who's who. Then the corporate and church culture, we put it under a structural issue. And then the underdeveloped organizational structure versus the pace of growth. Actually, a lot of the issues we'll be mentioning cover all three or all two. And then for process, we understaff and overwork is also a process issue, and it's also a people issue, because it's a people issue because the people need to know what they should be doing, and they need to know how to set the pace and the culture. Especially the corporate versus church culture, we've also put it under people, because as leaders, we create the culture. So it starts from within the organization. And then we've categorized the training, how to propagate a core culture to new staff. We put it under a process issue. And then the ad hoc policies and procedures also under the process issue. Yes. And then the reactive versus proactive, it's a process issue. So some of the things, some of our thoughts, how we can address those issues is we need to have an objective basis for defining the administrative needs and even an evaluation process for it.
Thank you. All right, group two. Karen, come on down.
For understaffed and overworked people, we've placed it, it's a choice between structure and process. Because it's structural, because for our staff to be understaffed and overworked, we don't have the necessary structure in place to be able to plan and foresee how much load the people are carrying. So kasi because of the growth, biglang the growth is so fast. So we cannot accommodate the growth of the local churches. So it's structure and a process. And then next would be corporate versus church culture. So it's structure also. And I know it's process for us. Because corporate and church culture is... it's the way we think sometimes. It's the way we think. It's the corporate culture, which is relational, professional, and missional, versus the whatever it takes culture of the church. So it's between those two. Next, reactive versus proactive is people. Because our lack of planning will lead us to being reactive than being proactive. Org structure underdeveloped versus pace of growth would be structure. How to propagate core corporate culture to new staff would be process.
Come on, group three, come on down. Group three. Come on, Chryso. On your go.
We put understaffed, overwork, under structure. And then org structure underdeveloped versus pace of growth under structure also. But it both would be included in the process, the understaff and overwork. One of the reasons, because I think we are challenged organizationally. We don't put the right people to the right place. That's why they cannot function. So I think we have to see to double check our structure to address that. And then ad hoc process or procedures, both structure and process. As in actually sa finance to eh,
they said na pag process kasi we have to put things lang to SOP lang, standard operating procedure. But at the same time, structured din siya kasi you have to fix first the flow eh, so that you can really write the policy well that will apply to this system and to the structure. And corporate versus church culture people, this one we na miss out na namin discuss yung dulo, reactive versus proactive. I don't know if it's the right thing called people.
Very good.
Group four, come on down. Come on, Chair, let's go. Go, 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 go. Your time. Quick.
For understaffed overwork, it's structure and process because the structure is not defined, the job description. So there's bottleneck, and then the process also how to go about it is not also defined. Corporate versus church culture is people. It's who sets the tone. It's the leaders who should. If you have these leaders who, you know, the church, you know your priorities. It's just that you have to enforce. This is what needs to be done. And then reactive versus proactive, it's process plus people. So we have to plan ahead. There should be plan B, whatever happens. But then we need also to change the mindset of the people to be proactive. And then org structure, underdeveloped versus pace of growth, it's people and structure. We need to prepare. And then the structure is there. But at the same time, for the pace of growth, we have to be prepared. So you have to look beyond. And then how to propagate the core culture to the new staff, it's process. We need a sustainable, how to map out. It should be sustained. It's not, you have to pass the culture from one staff to another. So it's process. And then the last one, the ad hoc policies, procedures, it's also process. We have to design systems among all church or departments.
Good morning. We feel that the understaffed and overworked problem can be boiled down to a process issue because I think we think that there are processes in place that need to be implemented first, and we can tell from there if there's a flaw in it, we can adjust that. We've combined corporate versus church culture and propagate church culture to new staff under trying to figure out what does it exactly mean to have a church culture, what is that church culture, and having said that, we feel there is a culture and it's a people issue. We feel that if we can lead by example, people will be able to understand what the church culture actually is. When they see that, they will want to feel part. They will be part of that culture. Reactive versus proactive. Again, we personally feel that it's a people issue because we are reactive. We are reacting to what is being given to us. The processes are in place. Whether the processes are being followed is a different thing altogether. We didn't get to discuss the other two.
Okay, big hand to all of you. Thank you very much. What we will do after the break, and I need your help, is to take one or two of these issues. And I need you to decide which one, because we may only have time for one. What we will do, and it's going to be plenary, okay? I'll teach you how to. So you go from SWOT to identifying the issue. The next session is, so what? Now you know what the issue is. What on earth do we do? Okay? And that's what we're going to do for the last session. So you decide which one do you want us to take on. I'm not sure we have time for two, but if I can do one, and I'll give you the, you can get a template, you could do it on your own, on the other. So think about it, and, well, we still have time. We still have 1 minute. Which one? Org structure underdeveloped. Yes? Agree? Okay. That unanimous? Because that will, you know, that will fix this also. It addresses this. Okay. Okay. All right. Sorry? No, it's going to be plenary because I'm going to show how to do it. All right. We'll try. If we could do two, which one will be the second? All right. Actually, they're related, and you'll see later. Okay? So let's take 10 minutes.